McKenna and Carol on K104. It's Happy Hour.
Welcome to Happy Hour with lawyer and TV personality Jonna Spilbor and author and inspirational speaker Carol Pesci. Happy Hour comes your way every Sunday morning at this time with life advice, real conversations, and awesome interviews with self-help heavy hitters, best-selling authors, celebrities, and more. Would you like to maybe live better, stress less, and laugh more? Then you've come to the right place.
Good morning, all, and welcome to another Happy Hour here, another edition of our show with Jonna Spilbor and Carol Pesci. I'm Frankenberry, and we have another Sunday and a show, I think, where we're going to get an opportunity to possibly get some ideas, some hints on how to deal with the stress of the holidays. And I don't know what they're talking about when it comes to the stress of the holidays.
No, holidays aren't stressful for anyone.
Nobody deals with that.
Not at all. Why are we even wasting our time on this as a topic?
It's so funny because the holidays, it's one of those things we love them and we hate. Like, we don't hate the holidays, but yeah, like, they're so anticipated and we want to have a good time. There's so many fun things to do, yet every day is like, No. Like, did I get everything done? Who did I forget on my list? What are we going to do? Is mom and dad going to have a Thanksgiving or the Christmas this year? And who's going to fight with who at the dinner table? And
Oh, it's so true, isn't it? And I feel like it's a 3-month lead off too. I think like we hit October and we start. Some people even earlier.
Oh,
right?
Definitely.
The anxiety of yeah, like getting things done early. Are you going to get done what you need to get done? Who you got to see, who you want to see, what you want to do and not do.
And then add to it, you know, if you listen to the news, you can't do your Christmas shopping at the last minute anymore because of the supply chain issues. So that adds another layer of stress to the whole shopping extravaganza. I actually had for Thanksgiving, my parents sat me down and said, okay, now, no politics. They gave me like an off-limit list of topics that I could talk about at the dinner table.
Quiet evening, wasn't it? No,
but it's all good. It's all good. Holidays and family and friends, it's all good.
Well, like anything that we deal with, you know, we talked quite a bit when the pandemic was really at the heat of it, was the appreciation for, okay, now what? Okay, we've got this. It's changing how we do what we do. But let's get creative. And how can we make the best of what we have? So, for example, like supply chain issues, and I just totally did not plan this, but I'm going to say it anyway. Buy somebody for Christmas a book, right? Printed in the USA, shipped from the USA, no supply chain issues. I know a good one is Happy Bitch. Another good one's Hello Beautiful. No, but seriously, no, all kidding aside, what can you do differently? If you have a limitation in one area, don't stress about it. If you can't change it, start asking new questions. Can you make homemade things? Can you write a really endearing letter or note to someone about what they mean to you instead of spending money on them? I mean, just adjust as best you can.
No, that's a fantastic idea. I especially like things that are made in the USA. I'm a big fan of, and I always have been, things you can't wrap, like experiences, like getting together with friends for an evening or going out to dinner or going to a show, which I have not done. And a lot of us probably haven't done in a long while because of the stupid pandemic, but now we can get back into that. And I would much prefer that than something in a bow. I really would. And I think a lot of people would.
Yeah, create memories instead of buying things where you can, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right, Frank?
Just talking about this with my neighbors the other day. We always go up there Christmas morning in our pajamas and exchange gifts. And we're both, within the last couple of weeks, like, what do you want? What do you need? I'm like, you know, I'm good. I'm good. I don't want you to buy something just to spend the money. And why don't, because we're always so busy, let's go out to dinner. Let's have a nice dinner all together and spend time with each other instead of doing gifts. And that's what we're doing.
And Jonna, when you said, right, Frankenberry, I know that you were rolling your eyes. I could hear that, by the way.
I thought we lost you. I thought you were taking a little nap. That's all.
I stepped out. Yeah. It was my fault.
It's Mr. Antisocial here. That's the first thing I'm thinking of, is how to create memories by going out with people.
Yeah, I, yeah.
Don't go to animals, Frankenberry.
What's that?
Create memories with the animals on the farm there.
Yeah.
I'm going to, I want to go on record to say two things. I want to go on record to say what I want for Christmas, and I'm going to extend that to Carol, what she probably would like for Christmas, is sometime in the first quarter of 2022, we would like to get you out of your little studio and your little abode and, you know, maybe go out and have dinner and a drink with our good friend Frankenberry and see you in the flesh. I know I would like that. So that could be a Christmas present to me. Yes.
You just added to his stress level. You're going to take him out of the house and put him in public.
Mm-hmm. Throw you in the car.
Man, you know what? You're always asking me to do things where I got to take a freaking shower.
Yes.
And change my underwear, for Christ's sake. Come on.
For the love of all things holy. Please.
These people, these two women in my life here on this show, they're so freaking demanding. Come on, Frankenberry. Deodorant, for God's sake. No.
Jonna, we can hire a car to pick them up and get takeout and hang out at your house for an evening.
Oh, yeah. So that would be a compromise, right?
Yeah.
That's getting him out of the house, but putting him in another house. Yes.
But with only two other people.
That would absolutely work.
We'll get some Busch Light. Maybe she'll get you a suitcase of the White Castle and hamburgers. Maybe something else. I don't know.
Compromises. Yes.
Just tell us that you're willing, and then I'll move on to the next topic.
I will tell you that I'm willing, because that'll make you Christmas happy and one less thing to stress about.
Okay, great.
Now there you go. You just gave her her gift. You're done shopping for Jonna. Okay.
Easy. How easy was that? Didn't cost you a cent.
And me.
That's right. And this is a little off topic, but I have to share it with you, because if I space out at any point during the show, I'm going to explain to you right now why that is happening. And speaking of animals, so this is just completely off topic, but I'm going to say it anyway. So in my office, we have, purchased, for lack of a better word, it's actually free, so we didn't purchase it. This special, it's like a Roku, but it's called Atmosphere TV. And it's TV that is meant to be played like without sound. So if people are in your waiting room, for example, or in a restaurant, you don't want noise, you can have this rolling in the background. It's got a million different channels. But long story short, I always have it on a channel called Pause, P-A-W-S. And I get mesmerized because right now I am watching Pause on Atmosphere TV, and I am watching gorillas eating with their babies. And I am so, like, you could be talking, you're saying something, and I get so enthralled by what's on TV. Earlier, it was a whole segment on animals eating watermelon, different animals, bats, cats, dogs, goats, and it literally transfixes me. And you don't need any, it's no noise. You're just watching it. It's like watching social media without any noise, but it's all the fun stuff. No, like, controversial stuff.
I love this. And how do we get it for Frankenberry?
That's what we got to do. I got a guy. So if anybody wants Atmosphere TV, and like I said, it's free, I got a guy. You just let me know and I'll hook you up.
It's incredible.
Is it illegal free?
John has got a guy who knows the back end of a truck.
She always knows a guy.
It's totally legal. And I think the other thing you can do, like, is you could submit your own videos to this, and they could play on Atmosphere TV. So if you had like really cute animal videos, I think there's a way to do that. So it's amazing. And like I said, it enthralls me. So I'm going to get lost in the conversation. Like right now I'm looking at four little puppies hanging on a beam. I mean, come on.
All right. So I'm going to take this on another slight tangent.
Okay.
It's going to tie in Christmas presents shipped from the USA and no issues getting it here. And what you just started talking about. So I got, my cousin's daughter, Little Dee. You've met her a few times.
Yes.
She used to be our dog sitter until she got her own dog, who she is completely head over heels in love with, her dog. She rescued her about a year ago. So for Christmas, and listen up, people, if you're looking for a personalized gift that is not very expensive and that you can get in a couple of days, go to Shutterfly and you can upload photos of somebody's dog or their pet and create a puzzle out of it, a jigsaw puzzle. And you put a collage of photos, and that's what I got her. So there's my public service announcement for today.
That is cool. It's almost as cool as the gecko riding on the cat's back, which I'm also watching right now. Okay, that's it. That's it.
or you can do what my sister does at the holidays, and I think she uses Shutterfly as well. But she does it, and she takes the pictures, and she builds a calendar. Yep. So it's all family photos, you know.
And you can do that at Vistaprint. That's right. I did that for somebody else on Vistaprint. And they're not expensive, but they're thoughtful and people will love them.
We should be getting a commish for this show. This is like all our what is that Oprah list? Oprah's favorite things. It'd be like Happy Hour's favorite things show.
Cheapeasygifts.com.
That's it. I got a great segu, not to our guest yet. I think we have a few minutes, but speaking of animals and cheap, I did want to talk to you guys today about something else entirely, and that is a pair of zebra print pants of mine that I almost bought until I looked at the price tag in my latest virtual personal stylist box.
Yeah, I think I saw those pictures on Facebook.
Hang on, though. Before you get, I have a question. I know you have personal stylists and they ship you stuff automatically and then you can send it back if you don't want it.
Yes.
I thought it was like a monthly budget thing, no?
So, well, that's one of the things I wanted to complain about because, I have been doing this virtual personal stylist thing for a few years and you kind of do have a little bit of a budget. Like they normally will send you items that aren't going to break the bank. But this was like for the first time ever, my girl tried to sneak in a pair of, wait for it, $1,200 pants.
Holy crap.
Yes. $1,200. And it was like, you know, I'm trying.
Never.
And I'm saying to myself, I'm trying them on. I try these pants on. I'm like, I like them. I did not love them. But even if I love them, I said to myself, who in their right mind? I don't care how much money you have. Honestly, I don't. Why would you ever want to spend $1,200 on one pair of pants? Like, I didn't even spend $1,200 when I got married. I spent less than that on a wedding gown, like pants. And I thought, you know, I got to give her some credit. Like, she was probably like, okay, here's a sweater for $80. Here's a little scarf for $60. Oh, $1,200 zebra pants. Boom, in the box they go. Like, I wasn't going to notice.
That's a little extreme on the whole concept of the upsell, don't you think?
Totally. Now,
they looked cool in the picture.
From the front.
They looked cool and you looked great. Yeah, so you had a back issue.
I definitely had a butt issue. And if you're going to spend that kind of money, because I thought about, like, what if I put them on? Seriously. And what if I fell in love? Like, have you ever put on a piece of clothing? You're like, I need 18 of these. I feel good in it. It looks good on me. What if that had happened? Like, to me, that's why I'm now mad at my virtual personal stylist. Like, she could have really ruined my life, you know, financially, if I love them that much.
Frankenberry, she needs beater pants to drive in her beater car. those aren't going to cut it.
That's right. She needs beater pants to wear when she's opening up her stylist box, just a reminder to ground her, you know, so when she sees what the stylist has tried to sneak in there, she can say, but no, what I'm wearing is very, very comfortable and I like them and they only cost $10 at TJ Maxx.
I got to tell you, I am happier and more excited when I get a deal than when I, like, I don't brag about somebody be like, oh, nice shoes. I'm like, thanks. They were $1,200. Like, first of all, I've never will. But I get more excited about saying, thanks, got them for $30, or like, I got a good deal and I still love them.
I'm going to tell you, and this is going to sound kind of silly, but when it comes to deals, every morning, I still remember that VO5 or whatever it is shampoo that I'm using only cost me 99 cents as opposed to all the other choices, which were like $5. I'm like, man, that's a deal. 99 cents. And I think about that every morning because I'm proud of myself.
Women,
proud of your shampoo.
Women are the only people, though, who routinely, and I've done it. I know Carol's guilty of it. Who, if somebody does compliment something, your purse, whatever, something you're wearing, we automatically either say where we got it or how much we got it for, but only because it was dirt cheap. Like, oh,
right. Exactly.
Oh, thanks. Yes. $8, TJ Maxx. Like, you know, like we're sending them out on a mission. Like, go get yours, you know?
Yes.
But
so true.
Girls do that. Girls do that for some reason. We're dialed in, I guess, that way.
Well, I don't think you're alone on that. I'm sure there's many a guy out there who if somebody, you know, I don't know, somebody's wearing an NFL jersey and they'll think, man, that jersey's nice. Yeah, and it was only $30 as opposed to the ones that cost like $150.
No. There is not one single man on this planet who has ever responded to another man on this planet with, oh, you like my football jersey? I got it on sale at Costco. No.
I would have to disagree with you there. I have mentioned before to anybody that has said that I like that particular shirt or something, if I got a deal on it, I will tell them.
I don't believe you.
I don't think guys compliment each other on their clothing or looks, do they?
I don't even think they pay attention, do they?
On occasion. I happened to mention to some guy at the grocery store the other day that I liked his sneakers because they were black and gold and I'm a Pittsburgh fan, and he smiled.
He probably thought you were hitting on him.
Well, yeah, you always got to be careful of that kind of crap. It's sad. You can't even talk to people anymore.
Well, did he say, all right, so you just made my point. I guarantee you when you complimented that guy's sneakers, he didn't say, oh yeah, I got them for $65 at Foot Locker.
Well, no, because they probably cost a couple of $100. So that's probably why he didn't say anything.
That's true, too.
Gotcha. But yeah, that's
a gosh.
Between men and women is what we say when somebody compliments our clothing. And men are just totally different from women on this one. I dare anybody to fight me on it. Aside from you, Frank and Barry.
Well, hey, look, I'm just the whole concept of deals. It doesn't have to be clothes. It can be anything. It can be, hey, I like that iPad of yours. Guess how much I got it for? I'll say those kind of things. And I'm sure there's plenty of metrosexual dude out there who compliments other metrosexual dudes on how they look metrosexually good. You know,
Metrosexually speaking.
That was
not easy to get out.
That would be a great website name, metrosexuallyspeaking.com, starring Frank and Barry.
who is decidedly not metrosexual.
Well, now wait a minute. You're like semi-metrosexual.
No, I'm not. I own one suit jacket, Jonna, and like two pairs of nice shoes.
But hang on, it's not just about the clothing. I mean, you keep your hair nice.
No, I don't. I use an $18 clippers and I shave it all off.
You keep your face nice.
I don't.
Not really. Same thing, $18 clippers and I leave a little bit of fuzz on there.
Oh, God.
All right.
Not really?
All right. I know. You do trim your fingernails. I've seen your fingernails. They're nice and trimmed.
Hey, chewing on your fingernails is not considered trimming, by the way.
Oh, man, we got to find some compliment that'll stick here, John. And now I'm starting to get a little worried.
Okay. You brush your teeth regularly. This I know.
That I do.
Boom, shakalaka. Metrosexual. There you go.
No, that's called personal hygiene. Yes, exactly.
Well, then. All right, I'm waiting.
John,
I think
you're starting to stress him out.
I was waiting for it.
Uh-oh, Stand by. Guess who's here?
Oh, UPS.
Yes.
So,
can you hear her growling?
To our audience, in the very beginning, before we started recording, there it is. Hi, Ginger. There were fire trucks passing Carol's house. So we had the nice little sound effects in the background. I was like, oh, great. Carol brought a fire to the show. And I said, well, later on, the UPS guy is going to show up at some point. It's going to get Ginger going. And boom, there we go.
Sure enough. Those fire trucks were with me. And I'm sorry because now I'm watching baby goat suckle from its mother. Okay, I've got to change this channel. It's just too mesmerizing.
Oh, man. Well, you know, so the likelihood of UPS showing up increases this time of year because we're ordering things online and we're buying for people, which is just one more stressful responsibility of the holiday season.
Yes, it is.
Oh, boy.
You're on fire.
So today's guest, you can hear me climbing up the stairs of my house to get away from my lovely dog, who I love with all my heart, but she's barking at UPS. Yeah, so today's guest is one of our absolute favorite people. He's been on the show a number of times. Dr. John McGrail. He is the author of The Synthesis Effect. I told him to rename it. It's too hard to say. But he's a clinical hypnotherapist, and he's just brilliant when it comes to living a happier and better life. And he's going to come talk to us about how to deal with the added stress of the holiday season when we come back.
All right, that sounds good. We've got the doc on the way. We've got more happy hour for you, so you hang with us. It's Jonas Spilborg, it's Carol Pesci, it is myself, and this is K104.
Jonna and Carol on K104. It's happy hour.
Live better, laugh harder. It's happy hour with Jonna and Carol.
And welcome back to Happy Hour here. Jonna Spilborg, Carol Pesci, and myself. And it's time now to get to our guest. And this is a guest that we've had on the show before. And, of course, excites all three of us because we love this guy. And he's going to help us out a little bit with something I'm sure we're all experiencing right now. And that is that, you know, just that little bit, that tiny touch of holiday stress. Dr. John McGrail.
Yeah, so he is one of our favorite people. Been on the show a number of times. He's brilliant. He offers very good, helpful advice. And he always does it in a way that's warm and easy to understand and not intimidating. So Dr. John McGrail, he is an established self-improvement expert and spiritual teacher who is one of the leading media experts and public speakers relating to personal growth and successful life transformation. His passion is helping people overcome the sometimes debilitating fears, limiting beliefs, and other issues that prevent them from living life to its fullest. He has more than 30 years of teaching and coaching experience, so he's somebody you want to listen to. Countless hours in private clinical practice, working with thousands of clients. He's the author of The Synthesis Effect. I told you got to rename this book. It's too hard to say. Your Direct Path to Personal Power and Transformation. He has a PhD in clinical hypnotherapy and is certified in NLP, which we've talked about on the show before, neuro-linguistic programming. He has been featured in numerous media outlets, including Cosmopolitan, Experience Life, The New York Daily News, Red Book, Self, Ladies Home Journal, Brain World Magazine, The Chicago Tribune, New York Daily News, WebMD, and Livestrong. Maybe I'm missing something there. And I also know that you were on the Robin Big Show one time a while ago, right?
Yes, I was. Thank you.
So Dr. John is here today to talk to us about something I think we can all relate to, and that is the added stress that we all deal with during the holiday season and how we can manage that better so we can enjoy ourselves more. So Dr. John, welcome back to Happy Hour.
Well, Carol, thank you so very much. It's great to be back with you all. I love your show. As you know, it's always fun to be with you guys, and thanks for hanging in there. You're still there, healthy and safe. It's great to be back.
So tell us what's going on with the holiday season. I mean, we all know that we start to feel it. We were talking in the first segment that many of us, like, it's a 3-month experience. Like, it starts building in October. What's going on with us with the added stress of the holidays? And what can we do to dial that down a notch and enjoy ourselves more?
You know, it's interesting that you say that because it does start in October. And if you remember, we're all old enough to remember, in the day, you didn't start thinking about Christmas, Hanukkah, and Kwanzaa until after Thanksgiving. So we sort of eased our way into it. And then, you know, it builds up. I mean, there's a certain amount of stress because we are in extraordinary times during the holidays. We're traveling, we're visiting friends and family. We're sometimes visiting friends and family we'd prefer not to visit, but you have to. And then there's the whole commercial thing. Uh-huh. And now, you know, now we're starting to see before Halloween, stores, you know, they're starting to gear this up. And, you know, it's really a reflection of our entire culture. We are so imbalanced energetically. And of course, throw COVID onto the mix and you've got this maelstrom. So it's not unusual. And that is really a reflection of what's going on in our society. So what do we do about it? Well, we can all pull ourselves back individually. You don't have to, first and foremost, fall for all the hype and all the pressure that we are put under, especially commercially. And I ignore it until after Thanksgiving. I don't even address it because I love Thanksgiving and I want it to stay that way.
that's way to deal with the stress, right? Just put it off.
You know, I think also part of what you're talking about here is, you know, dialing it down. So I think we're just packing more and more and more without letting go of certain things. And I think isn't a part of it to say, okay, take a step back. What's most important?
Absolutely.
And start saying no to certain things, right?
Well, start saying no, dial it back individually. You don't have to conform to what the mass media tells us to conform to. The other thing that's really important is it's a technique called pre-paving. And this is something I teach clients and my students all the time. If you know something is coming, you can prepare yourself so that when it happens, because you know it's going to, you respond to it in the way you want to, rather than the way maybe you would react to if you weren't prepared. Pre-paving is one of the biggest techniques or the most powerful techniques anybody can use for anything, but particularly this time of year. It's just a really powerful tool. How do I want to handle this situation? I know it's coming. How do I want to handle it? And then behave accordingly. And you would be amazed at how much easier it becomes.
No, Dr. John, I'm so glad you said that. I'm sorry. I'm so glad you said that because this year, different from every other year that I have been on the planet, and I think the reason why I did things differently this year is because last year was such a strange year with lockdowns and really being in the thick of the pandemic. And this year, I really wanted to feel out of it. I said to my, out of the pandemic, not feel out of it, like woo, out of it. But I said to myself, what is the thing that stresses me kind of the most about Christmas? And I identified that last minute wrapping and last minute kind of getting gifts together is what I don't like. I want to be able to sit back for a week or so and just enjoy the time, enjoy time with family, enjoy the little bit, the ease of the workload without being frenzied. So I started my shopping, this is before all the supply chain crap, in like September and got the bulk of it done. But for a few things, I am done. And that's really relieved a lot of my holiday stress.
Absolutely, Jonna. And that's exactly part of what I'm talking about. You know, we can handle this the way we want to, not the way we're told we're supposed to. And you know, this really transcends not just the holiday season, but life in general. The holiday season amplifies it all. It puts us all under a microscope. And of course, we have all the additional pressure of COVID. We can't get away from it. It's here. And now we got this new variant and it's just, you know, makes things worse. But that's a great strategy. Another really good strategy is something I call the art of allowance. And I'll get into this really quickly. We almost all at some point in the holidays have to visit and be with people that sometimes we'd rather not be with. And very often it's part of our family, you know,
right? Yeah, that's true.
I'm going to use a name, Aunt Millie. And if there are any Millies out there, I apologize in advance. I'm not meaning
it's
to.
It's you.
It's you. But, you know, we have to go with Aunt Millie. And Aunt Millie is just a jerk. And every year she screws the holiday up and we have to be with her because that's just what we have to do. So you can accept Aunt Millie's behavior, which really creates resistance within you. You can tolerate it, which is what we do. We kind of grit our teeth, but that still feels bad. Or going into this theme of pre-paving, you can say, I know Aunt Millie's going to be a jerk. She always drinks too much eggnog. She falls asleep in her turkey. It's going to happen. I'm not going to let it ruin my Christmas, my Hanukkah, and my dinner. Let her do it. I'm just going to allow her to be the jerk she is because there's nothing I can do to change her. And again, then when it happens, you're already in that energetic space to say, oh, there she goes. Her head's in the turkey. Well, we knew that was going to happen. Give me another eggnog. And it's amazing how powerful this technique is. I have taught it to so many people at work, at home, at play. Let the jerks in your life who you cannot change be the jerks they are so it doesn't bother you. It's amazing. It takes a little practice, but it's an incredible skill.
Okay. So speaking of jerks, tell me if I'm a jerk for this idea.
Carol, I would never
so
call
a
you
while
a jerk.
Back. No, but I'm giving you permission. And if you don't, Jonna might. But I think Jonna might appreciate this. I do think ranking up there for the stress of the holiday season, you know, probably, you know, being prepared for probably gift giving and gatherings is up there. And up there as well as what you just said, getting together with people you might not want to, but you have to. And you start thinking about that months in advance, and you're starting to have anxiety about it months in advance, because you pretty much know who's going to do what and that it's going to bother you or somebody that you care about. So my idea is to create some sort of game, and you need an alliance, right? You need an ally, I should say, someone else in your family who kind of gets the same irritations from these people, where you create like a bingo board, right? So that Aunt Millie is going to double dip in the cheese dip. Then you mark that off on your scorecard, right? Or she's going to face plant into the turkey. And then that you could fill that in your scorecard. So like you create points. So you kind of make a game where that same behavior that used to stress you, now that's what you're looking forward to because you want to win the game. I'm a jerk.
A-hole bingo. Is that what you're proposing, Carol? A-hole bingo.
A-hole bingo.
Bingo.
Well,
another
you
fantastic
know,
idea.
I think it's a fabulous idea because it allows you to allow them to be who
yes.
they are, and it allows you to hold your space and your energy, and it doesn't bother you. So all these little strategies.
You almost start looking forward to it because it becomes fun instead. Anyway, I don't know how possible it is.
Exactly. And then the next thing you know, you're back on the jet, back home, back to safety, back to your normal life, and everything's good.
And I want to speak to this topic a little bit more here too, because I told Jonna knew this. I just had my in-laws come up and stay with us for 6 nights, and I haven't seen them in 2.5 years. And you know, we don't have any major issues, but I was starting to have anxiety about that just because I so value my personal space and my quiet and all of that. And I had some anxiety. I told Jonna, I'm like, I might need to call in a lifeline. That's a long time mm-hmm. to have them here. And the fact is, Dr. John, it turned out fine. We had a great visit. There was no issues. But I worked myself up for something that didn't even happen.
Mm. And that happens. It's very easy for that to happen. And congratulations on doing that. You know, one of the things, and you know, you've heard me say this over and over again over the years that I've joined you folks, is that if you can balance your energy and live in that balance between doing and being and expectations and reality. And it just takes a little preparation. It takes a little daily self time. But if you can do that, then when these big stressors happen, like the holidays or the other normal things in life, like losing a job, all the things that happen to us, because life goes on. If you're balanced already, this is getting back to pre-paving, then as these things occur, you kind of roll with it. So much easier than having the anxiety and the stress and all that stuff overtake you and make you sick. And this is probably the core of what I teach almost all my clients and workshop students, is to learn how to maintain that energetic balance. So good on you for doing it. And I'm glad it worked out. That's fantastic.
Dr. John, I'm loving this concept of pre-paving. And I know that we're really supposed to be talking about holidays and how we can utilize it there, but can you give us an example, a common example of how somebody can pre-pave outside of the holidays? Like, are there common, like, or do people come to you with issues at work or dealing with a personal relationship, you know, not holiday related, that we can employ this pre-paving? Because this is something that's really sparking something with me.
Absolutely, Jonna. This is one of the key techniques I use. I have people that come to me with work issues. I have people that come to me with relationship issues, which gets into a little bit of a murkier ground. But let's just say, for instance, you have to do a presentation at work and you're really nervous about it because all the suits are going to be there and you're in the spotlight and it's really bothering you. Your career could ride on this, your promotion. Okay. And if you just let that energy build, you're going to go in there and tank. But if you start practicing not just your presentation, but how you want your energy to flow that day, you can absolutely, with some repetition and reinforcement, sometimes from a professional, but not necessarily, pre-program your mind so that when it happens, it's like an actor or an athlete. You know, they rehearse, they rehearse, they rehearse, they rehearse, they rehearse, they practice, practice, practice. Then when the game comes, they just do it. They just let themselves go. They let the subconscious part of their mind take over. This is the same exact principle. You can do it every single day of your life. And this is not something I invented. I learned it a long time ago from a great film, and I can't remember the name of it right now. But it's like pre-programming your day. How do I want this to go? And you rehearse it in your mind. You rehearse it, you rehearse it, you rehearse it. And then when it happens, you just like, okay, go, we're on. And again,
using that athletic training is, oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were done. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be too long-winded. It's a skill. And like any skill, it takes practice. But once you practice it and get good at it, it's amazing how much easier your life goes.
Well, and so I love that you use the athletic training analogy, because that's really very true. And I think when we have anxiety about something, I think it's not necessarily the event or what's going to happen or what somebody's going to do. I think it's how we expect we're going to feel about that. We're going to feel stressed. We're going to feel angry. We're going to feel a certain way about
right.
it. So if we can focus on what you just said, pre-paving, and how are we going to choose to respond and look at it in such a way that we're not going to feel angry, upset, sad, whatever it is.
Absolutely. It leverages the old concept of, you know, oh my goodness, I hate to have my brain shut down in the middle of this, but self-fulfilling prophecy. It'll be right back.
Oh, right. Yes.
It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you think you're going to stress, if you think you're going to tank, if you think you're going to wig out, then you're just telling your mind, this is what we're going to do, and it will do it. But if you pre-practice and pre-pave how you want to be, then let your subconscious mind take over, because it's way more powerful than your conscious mind. It processes information 40 times faster. And then you just let that part of your mind do the job. Boom. And that's how elite athletes, that's how great performers, musicians, actors, dancers, writers, that's how they do what they do so well. They practice, they prepay, pre-program, and then boom, they just let it happen.
You know, or Doc, you could take a look at it this way. You could tell yourself ahead of time that everything's going to go to hell in a handbasket. And then when it does, you give yourself a thumbs up for that victory.
No.
Well, Barry, no.
You certainly can do that, Barry. Not what I would necessarily recommend, because, you know, life then is just a series of tragedies. And you say, well, yep, that's as good as it gets. Oh, well.
Dr. John, you mentioned to us right before we got on air that you are busier than ever, which is certainly good for your business, but not a good indicator of the stress and anxiety that people are experiencing. But can you speak for a moment? I don't know if this is something that comes up regularly with you, with your clients, but setting healthy boundaries, is that something that comes up and that you work with people on?
Well, absolutely. And it fits right into the theme of our discussion today. It's all about balance. People have to learn to hold their space. And what I mean by that is to really be present with yourself. And a lot of what I do, regardless of why people come to see me, is help them sort of regain that sense of self and balance and groundedness. And then once you know what your boundaries need to be, then you set them and gently hold. And it's amazing. Most of the time, people will honor that. But you're absolutely correct. That's the key to the castle, not just in the holidays, life in general.
And in order to do that, it takes some time to reflect on, we live in a chaotic time. We are inundated with social media and our texts and instant communication. And there's so much coming at us that it is worth the effort to settle down a little bit and really determine what matters to you, what you value most, because that's then what helps you start setting those boundaries, right?
Exactly. Know who you are. You know, it's not what Facebook or LinkedIn or Instagram or all, we are bombarded with information. Most of it is bad information, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you let yourself fall victim to that, then it has a huge effect on how you feel. And when you do exactly what you are talking about, knowing who you are and what really is important to you, what your core values are, what's really meaningful to you. Is it because someone had a great dinner last night, took a picture of it? You say, oh, I wish I could go to that restaurant. I mean, it's just insane.
I do that all the time.
Oh, sorry, John.
No, it's your zebra pants you share with us. I want to share a personal story on this topic has both to do with the holidays and setting boundaries of what we're talking about. Because one of the stresses of the holidays is how much busier we are. We're busy people, most of us, to begin with. Then you add all of the added responsibilities we put on ourselves for the holidays. A few years back, Dr. John, other than a very immediate family, I gave up on sending out Christmas cards. Mm-hmm. And I am so happy that I did that. It was just one more thing that I felt I had to do, go pick out the cards and sit down and get the labels and write them out individually and put all the stamps on them. And I did not enjoy it at all. And I just stopped. And I love that. I stopped and I have no guilt. I mean, my mother, my in-laws, my sister, of course, you know, the immediate family get cards, but I'm done with it and I'm good with it.
Good. Save a tree.
Save a tree. There you go.
And save a tree.
Or many. It's exactly that. You know, we have the ability to live our lives. There's an old saying, and I'm sure I've shared this with you before, but it was coined by a guy named Christopher Morley, who was sort of a contemporary of Mark Twain, not as famous, more idiosyncratic. But he said this, it's my favorite quote of all time. There is only one success: to live your life in your own way. Boom, that's it. So it's so simple. It's so simple and it can be easy, but most of us make it hard because we're worried about what everybody else thinks, expects, desires, wants, and we forget ourselves.
Yes. Dr. John, yes. That's brilliant. And I know we have to wrap with you, but I have one last burning question. Do you have any sort of self-help blogs, videos, or anything that people like me can go to learn a little bit more about the pre-paving stuff?
Absolutely, Jonna. Thank you so much for asking. It's almost as if I asked you to ask that question. I know you. I didn't. Please tell everybody I didn't. But yes, I have a YouTube channel, Dr. John McGrail. And on that YouTube channel is my series. It's called A Better You, which is the name of my company, in a minute or two. A Better You in a minute or two. And there are about 50 or 60 videos. They're all little short vignettes that just share, where I share little tips and tricks to help people live life better and more powerfully every day. Simple stuff. And I know that at least one or two of those episodes dealt with this subject. So people can go on there and just kind of, you know, look at those. They're really easy. They don't take a lot of time because nobody has any time anymore. But thank you for asking. That would be a great spot. And if anybody's interested in learning more about this, they can reach out to me anytime. And I answer inquiries personally. I never have my people do it. I do it. So thank you for asking that.
Dr. John, what's your website for our listeners?
Well, there are two, Hypnotherapy Los Angeles, for those folks that are interested in the hypnotherapy part of what I do, hypnotherapylosangeles.com, all one big word, and drjohn.com, which is more of the general, hey, live your life more powerfully stuff. So I have two because they're sort of two parts of my business.
And I would also like to make sure our listeners know that you do one-on-one. We kind of touched on a little bit briefly earlier, and especially now via Zoom, you do one-on-one. I don't know if it's counseling or therapy is the right word. But one of the many things that I love about you, and I'm not knocking traditional therapy, but you are so extremely effective in what you do to help people overcome fears and self-doubts and live. And your whole motto is life is supposed to be fun, that you seldom need to work with somebody week after week, month after month, year after year. Oftentimes, correct me if I'm wrong, you help people release things and live better in a few sessions. Am I right?
You are correct. That is the whole basis of my business model. Most of my folks are with me from about 3 to 5 weeks. And most of the time, most of the issues that folks have on an everyday basis, the worried well of the world, respond very quickly. And I always provide them, all my clients and students, with tools and techniques so that once we get you feeling good and tuned up, you can maintain it on your own and you don't have to rely on me for years and years and months and months. So thank you for mentioning that, because that is the cornerstone of how I do my business.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's refreshing. And I love how you said to tune up. We're not broken. We just need a tune up sometimes.
That is correct. We all do, by the way. There's nobody that doesn't need a little tuning up. And usually it requires outside assistance because we are all naturally resistant to change, even when we want it.
Yeah, I could certainly do with some points and plugs right now. So I'm with you.
Oh, Dr. John McGrail, thank you so much for coming back. We always love having you on the show, and we'll certainly look forward to having you back again, and wish you a very peaceful, happy holiday season, and hope that our listeners took something away from today that helps them do the same.
Well, I hope so too. Thank you. It's always great to be with you. I wish you all a healthy, happy, joyful, and stress-less holiday. It's great to see you again.
Yep. And same thoughts back to you, Doc. And thanks again to Dr. John McGrail for talking to us today and, hopefully easing us off the ledge a little bit. So happy hour is not quite done yet. We've got segment number three on the way. So please stick around.
Jenna and Carol on K104. It's happy hour.
Laugh more, stress less. It's happy hour with Jenna and Carol.
I'm already laughing and we haven't even started talking yet. All right, we're back at it one more time here with Happy Hour, Jonas Spilborg, Carol Pesci, and myself. Hello, ladies.
Hello, Frankenberry.
Seriously, did we lose Jonna again in segment number three? Because this is going to really annoy me. What is with this segment three thing?
A signal issue, too.
What is it with Jonna's system in segment three?
I don't know. Oh. She's going to have to leave us and come back. There she goes.
There she goes.
She's going to come back cursing. Watch this.
Okay, let's wait for it.
Man, what the heck?
John, Carol and I were just talking about why. What is it with segment three?
I don't know. And did you do the Hello, Frankenberry without me?
I did. You want
to
try?
Yeah, but it was just me.
But it was just Carol. That's when we knew you were gone.
Well, then I guess you nailed it.
Yeah, she did. And if you want, Jonna, you can give me one all on your own and nail it yourself. Go ahead.
Forget it. Forget it. It's not the same. Forget it.
You know, this is something I think about all the time. Do you guys remember the movie The Jerk?
Yes.
Steve Martin. And there's one scene in The Jerk where he's working at the gas station with M.M. at Walsh. And all of a sudden, some guy in the hills starts shooting at him. You know, some like sniper in the hills is shooting at him. He keeps hitting the oil cans. And all Steve Martin does is run around screaming, "Stay away from the cans." He hates those cans, not realizing the guy's trying to shoot him. But it's the same thing with your computer in segment number three. Stay away from segment number three. It hates our show.
That is the strangest thing.
I don't get it. But anyway, Dr. John McGrail, thank you so much. He was fantastic. And like I told Jonna and Carol during our little break there, I feel less stressed just after listening to him talk.
I know it. He's like a nice lavender bath for your brain.
There's an image for you. But yeah.
Nailing that. He's like a nice lavender bath. You can put that testimonial on his website. Oh, my
get
God.
A whole lot of weirdos.
So do we need to do the Hello, Frankenberry again? Or are we going with this single?
Nope. We're going. Nope. It's done. It's history now.
We're just moving forward there, Miss Pesky. Yep.
All right.
Hope you enjoyed yourself there.
Okay. It wasn't the same without you.
I'm sure it wasn't.
Especially you going, nailed it. All right.
Before we go, we have to acknowledge a new fan.
Yeah. So how many fans are we up to? Now, we got your mother, my mother.
Right. We've got Denise.
We got Frankenberry's Denise from Facebook. Right.
Right.
Then I found out we had Pat from Hudson Valley Brewery. That's four.
And then did Jonna or didn't who were the two guys? Weren't there two guys, Jonna, that you had?
Two guy fans?
Yeah. Or Carol. I thought it was two people at the brewery.
No, it was one person at the brewery, but Jonna, there was two guys, I thought, or a guy that you said that.
Yeah.
Definitely one guy contacted me on Facebook was a big Happy Hour fan, but that's just one.
All right. So we're up to, that's five.
All right.
So anyway, Pee-wee, also known as Paul Herman, saw him recently. I haven't seen him in a while. His nickname is Pee-wee Herman. So apparently he listens to us every Sunday morning. So a shout out to Pee-wee.
Very nice. And that gets us up to six. My God, we are just zooming along to double digits, aren't we?
Hitting the big time, man.
Well, you know what? Maybe by January we will be double digets. You know, could be.
Yeah.
Then we'll see what happens.
Then we could afford $1,200 zebra pants.
Maybe.
can you see that? Frankenberry, what's with the pants? We got 11 fans. double one digit whole fans. That's right. Call for zebra pants.
Oh, I'm just well, still stuck with the image of you with those pants on.
Oh, I'd all pay right. you $1,200.
All right. There we go. All right. Well, I think that's going to call it a morning here for Jonna Spillbore and Carol Pesci and Dr. John McGrail. Another good show, another fun show here with Happy Hour for all of you for joining us. Thank you very much. And we'll be back again next Sunday, and we will talk to you then. Until then, take care.
You've been listening to Happy Hour with Jonna Spillbore and Carol Pesci. More life advice, real conversation, and another awesome interview comes your way next Sunday at 7 a.m. to help you live better, stress less, and laugh more. Until then, catch this week's show and others at the Happy Hour link on K104online.com.